Good morning. Good morning. We will go right to prayer. Good morning. Dear God, I want to thank you for what you've already done. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I also, God, want to thank you for our family that's healthy, want to get healthy this morning, Lord Jesus. I want to thank you for allowing us to be a part of this artist family. Lord, I want to thank you for, I want to thank you right now for waiting for us until we, I want to thank you for waking us up this morning. I want to thank you for allowing us to be here on a call to love and to love. I want to thank you. I want to thank you right now for waking us up. Thank you for having us here. Thank you for, we're going to pray for Godmother's and her surgery this morning, Lord Jesus. We want to thank you for Dr. PK. We want to thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for allowing this call to come through. All more importantly, we want to thank the De Leon family for bringing this to America. God, we everything that we have here, we are very thankful, Lord Jesus. I want to wait until I can promote it in Artists International. I want to thank you right now. I'm not going to wait to all experience my life that I want to thank you right now. I'm going to thank you for, I'm not going to wait until I am, I'm not going to wait until I understand everything in my life that's what I'm going through right now, Lord Jesus. I want to thank you for having the ability to do, I have the ability, the opportunity to do more and do better. I want to thank you for everything, Lord. Thank you for people that come on the call that we're going to say, get some information that's going to empower them to take them to the next level in that minute, Lord Jesus. Thank you for everything. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Father, right now we're going to go to the next level. We're going to turn it over to, we're going to turn it over to our host. Host, over there.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Amen. Praise God for you. And this Sister Cynthia, we're just so excited because she, too, is from my home state, New York, New York. And I bring you greetings this morning from Delaware. This is LaShawn, and I greet you all with warmest of kingdom greetings. I also greet you all with Jesus' joy. And I want to thank my sister for greeting and feeding God's children with a prayer, as well as greeting and feeding God's children with the opportunity to fellowship before this call. So good morning again. Good morning. Good morning. I want to say that the Master's call has truly been a blessing, not only to me, but to many, many people who are on this line. And if this is your first time on a call, we welcome you and we encourage you to come back again and again and again. And if this is your second, third, fourth, or you've been here since the beginning of the call, we want to say thank you for saying yes to the Father again, and thank you for choosing the Master's Call. A little bit about this call. The Master's Call was founded by two victorious and dynamic women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is traveling right now and working on some more awesome and amazing things that God has blessed her with. And these two women of God listened where he gave them a mandate. And not only did God give them a mandate, he gave them a mission. He gave them something that we now, 4 years later, can go to and enjoy and give reverence, honor, glory, and praise to our Father for doing. And that is the Master's Call. The Master's Call was founded October 25th, 2010. Would you believe in 2 months and some change, we will be celebrating 4 years of consistent, dedicated calling a telecommunications sanctuary for God's children. And we just want to say glory be to God, because we know that sometimes some things don't last, but we're just so glad that God had it in his heart to say this call is going to last. This call has a mission statement, and that mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. So Master's Call family, we trust and believe that you will be encouraged once you hear the word from this mighty man of God. We also have a scripture reference that God wants us to stand on, and that scripture reference can be found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So Master's Call family, as you can see, we start this call off in prayer. We're going to end this call off in prayer, and we encourage you to maintain your day in prayer, because we trust and we know that when our prayers go up, God's mighty, mighty blessings come down. And we also know that we ought to call unto the Lord before we call anybody else. Amen. So we're just excited what God is doing in all of our lives. We're excited with the change and the breakthrough that he is manifesting right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We also want to invite you to the MMC call, which is directly after this call, and that is a morning motivational call, which is facilitated by some amazing, dedicated movers and shakers in a company known as Artist International. It has been spearheaded by our beloved and awesome godmother, Dr. Dorothy Cook, and she has some dedicated members right by her side, standing right there, that's making sure that this call is not only awesome, but it is motivating. So if you don't know about Artist International, or if you're having a little trouble with your back office, or if you just want to know some more things that's going on, I encourage you to dial 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539-598-pound. So you may be new on the call and say, well, wait a minute. This is supposed to be a prayer call. What is an Artist International, and who is Dorothy Cook, and what is the Platinum President, and I don't know what's going on. So then I would encourage you to go back to the person that invited you to this call and say to them, hey, I want to know a little bit more about this health and wellness industry. I want to know about this ministry that can change people's zip codes, change people's lifestyles, change their health, just change their overall well-being. And I will tell you that they will be glad that you asked them that question. So, again, I encourage you to call 530-881-1300. Access code is 539-598-POUND. And I am just excited with Thus Saith the Lord. I invite you to go to our website, www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. There you will be able to see the daily message, the speaker's bios. You can read the prayer requests and send your prayer requests. Listen to archived messages. It is all there. So we are just excited, and we want to also invite you. Here's a really, really good part about this. Artist International is coming up on their Empowerment Conference, and when I tell you that this is going to be a treat that you want to be part of in the Bahamas, this is where you want to go. So in exactly 86 days, 15 hours and 50 minutes, all roads will lead to the Bahamas. So I encourage you to go to www.artistempowermentconference.com and register now so you too could be at the fabulous Atlantis Bahamas Resort and getting all the information that you need to know to grow an Artist International. So right now what I'm about to do is call on our prayer general. We have an amazing, amazing woman of God that is coming on the line right now, and she is going to bring the message straight from the throne room. She is not only my sister, I call her my master's call bestie, but she is an amazing woman of God. She has taught us how to pray. She has taught us how to fast. She has given us so many mighty messages from God. She is an elder at her church. She participates in so many different ministries. She is an auntie. She is a mother in the community. And most of all, what we love about Minister Robin is she loves the Lord with all her heart and all her soul, and he is a lover of her heart. So we're just so excited to bring Minister Robin on to hear what God has given her from the throne room. I'm about to move out the way so this mighty woman of God can come on the line and let us know what the Lord has told her this morning. Are you there, Minister Robin?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister LaShawn?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Thank you so much. Praise God, praise God, from whom all blessings definitely flow from. And I want to thank, first and foremost, my Lord and Savior for this opportunity. I want to thank my leaders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for this opportunity. And I want to thank each and every single one of you for being on the call. Well, I'm going to just share with you some of the things that the Lord has just been bringing back to my remembrance. And we're going to talk about the book of Proverbs, wisdom. We know that wisdom is the principal thing. We know that we need wisdom for all the different challenges that may be occurring or have occurred or will occur in our life. And we know that with wisdom, it brings long life. We know that there are riches that we can enjoy. Those are benefits. Those are different opportunities that God will give each one of us. And you can locate that in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 16. And there are different types of wisdom. We have the Sophia type of wisdom, and it's the wisdom when you know ultimate things. We also have, and I was never, ever able to really pronounce this word, but I'm going to spell it for you, and then you can go ahead and do additional research in your spare time. But it is pronounced Pronius. And Dr. Vanessa, she is a word wonder, so I'm sure she would probably be chuckling at the way I'm pronouncing it. But the spelling is P like Paul, H-R-O-N-E-S-I-S. And that's the wisdom that you need when you're trying to meet your goals. You heard Minister Cynthia say, and she was thanking the Lord, that she is going to be promoted. And I come in agreement with that in the mighty name of Jesus. So she has to have goals. So that's also a type of wisdom that we should also have. And not only that, there's another type of wisdom, and that wisdom is Sunnius. And Sunnius, it's how do you put things together? One and one, when you add that together, that is the number two. So wisdom also, God provides for us a way to be able to put things together, a way to be able to come to him and to seek him. He tells us when we seek his kingdom and his righteousness, all these other things are going to be added to us. And he also says, if you need wisdom, if we ask, he's going to give it to us. And that's what Solomon did. Solomon wasn't concerned about riches. Solomon wasn't concerned about all the things that are occurring in life. He wanted to have wisdom so that he would be able to rule God's children. So God is going to also provide us with all the wisdom that we need when we ask him for. He said, we have not because we ask not. So we want to make sure that we ask for wisdom because it is truly something that each one of us needs. And when I think about wisdom, you're probably saying to yourself, well, how do I get wisdom? Remember, all you have to do is ask. All you have to do is be teachable. All you have to do is believe. Remember, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So if you believe, you seek, you're teachable, you can obtain and you will obtain. And then, too, we know that wisdom is going to help us deal with the heart issues. Wisdom is going to help us deal with our family members. Wisdom is also going to assure that we make the right decisions. Wisdom is going to ensure that we go down the right path. And you know what? We are human. We make mistakes. That's okay. You can get up and you can start over again and you can ask for wisdom. And it is an issue in our life that we have to be concerned about. And we want to make sure that our steps are being ordered by God. He's the one who's directing us. And wisdom is going to ensure that those things are also being done. Now, there are seven things that God hates in our heart, these heart issues. Pride, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked thoughts and imaginations. And if there are feet that are swift and running to do mischief, and also a false witness, and most importantly, someone that is sowing discord among the brethren. So we know that we don't want to have any of those things. We need to make sure that we can go before the Lord and say, Father, if any of this is in me, help me. Show me what I need to do to correct it, to change it, to go in the other direction. And you can locate that and study that in Proverbs 6, verses 16 through 19. Your heart, we know that out of our heart, we know the issues of life are going to come forward. So what are you believing? What are you studying? What are you saying? What are you standing on? Are you standing on the word? Are you seeking God and asking him for direction, for wisdom? Or are you trying to do it the world's way? Are you listening to a friend? Are you comparing yourself to someone else? Those are things that we do not want to do because you are fearfully and wonderfully made. God made you. He has a plan for you. And all you have to do is seek him. All you have to do is ask him, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And you don't want the word to depart from out of you, from out of your eyes. Remember, wisdom is the principal thing, and we want to get understanding. And we do not want to be like a fool. A fool is a person who doesn't have any direction, who doesn't have any understanding, who is filled with mischief, and that's in Proverbs 10:23. And then to a wicked man, they're going to stir up all type of strife. So we want to ensure that we're not doing any of those things also. You know, there are situations when you may find yourself in the middle of some type of strife or in the middle of confusion. Remember, God is not the author of confusion. So you don't want to be in mischief. You don't want to stir it up. You don't want to be as a wicked man who stirs up strife. You want to make sure that you keep your heart like Daniel did. Daniel's heart was filled with godly wisdom. Daniel was not going to be moved by all the nonsense that was going on around him. Even when all this confusion about what to do with him, how we should treat him, he was steadfast. He kept his eyes on the Lord. He made sure that no matter what, he was going to be delivered. He knew that even in that lion's den, he did not fear. So we know that when we have God, he is always with us. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He's that friend that sticks closer than a brother. He said he's going to be with you until the end of time. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the beginning of your life, and he is the end of your life. And you know that he is walking with you, and he has a plan and a purpose for you. So you do not have to be concerned. Cast your cares and your concerns on him. He said that his burden is light. So that's what you want to take on. His yoke is easy. So you want to ensure that you are giving it all to the Lord, using wisdom, asking for it, because, again, it is the principal thing. And then you may be saying, okay, so how do I make friends with this wisdom? Well, you don't want to make friends with people who are constantly angry. Pray for them. A friend is someone who loves at all times. A friend is someone who's not going to judge. A friend is someone who's going to help another individual. A friend is not going to compare themselves. A friend is going to lift up the other one. A friend is going to speak love, speak the truth, speak encouragement. So again, in order to do these things, we need wisdom. Jesus is that friend. There are individuals in your life that you may say, well, I thought this was my friend, but they did A, B, C, and D. Love them. Pray for them. Move on. Ask God. Again, asking him. He will put those people in your life that he has for you at the appointed time. They may be there for just a season, or maybe two seasons, or maybe for a lifetime. But when you seek God using wisdom, you will find. Wisdom, again, it is something that each one of us needs. Wisdom, again, if we ask, we will receive. Wisdom is going to teach us how to go forward. Wisdom is going to direct us. Wisdom, we know, is going to encourage us. Wisdom comes from God. Wisdom will strengthen you. Wisdom will make you wise. Wisdom is going to help you with your goals. Wisdom, again, is going to show you how to deal with your enemies. You don't have to rejoice when they fall. You don't have to rejoice when they be punished. You know what? All of that belongs to the Lord. You just know that now God has taken care of that situation. God has removed that situation. God has turned that situation around. Whatever the case may be, pray for that person that they will come to know your Lord and your Savior. Wisdom is going to give you rewards, riches. Wisdom will give you authority. Wisdom is going to ensure that you are fulfilled. Wisdom is even going to give you witty ideas. It's going to give you inventions. Wisdom is going to give you a plan. Wisdom is going to give you a future. Remember, God said he had a plan for you. He said it was a plan with a future, with an expected end. So when you ask him, when you seek him, when you write these things down, wisdom is going to help you. Wisdom is the principal thing in all our getting. We want to have understanding. We want to ensure that we have the wisdom of God to move forward and be victorious in every single area of our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Back to you, Minister LaShawn.
Can you hear me, Minister Robbins?
Yes, I can, sweetheart.
Amen. What a mighty, rich, rich word. We bless God for that word that he has given you. We're about to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we just come to you and say thank you. We want to say thank you, God, for all that you do in our lives. We come to you, Lord, individually and collectively. We thank you, Father, for the obedience of your daughter, Minister Robin. We thank you, Lord, that you had her bring the word with clarity and with truth. We thank you, Lord, that you gave us the word without a hindrance, without an interruption, without a drop call, without anything that would distract what we needed to hear this morning. What a friend we have in Jesus, and we're just so excited, Lord, because you have given us an opportunity to rejoice and be glad, not only in this day, but whatever day you have blessed us with. Father, we want to thank you for the prayer request that came through. We want to thank you so much for Joni, because Joni is looking and feeling so much better through you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you ran your DNA through her body, Lord, and that you are recovering her in a mighty, mighty way. We want to thank you, Lord, that Maurice, Lord, landed onto an account for Yale University, and he and his wife will be able to put logos on them and will be able to go ahead and spread their dreams and spread their horizons and enlarge their territory. We thank you so much, Lord, that you're going to bless this twin, Marcel, and we know that there will be protection for the family. We know that there will be protection for Marcel. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that wherever you place him overseas, God, that you will keep him safe and you will keep him close to you. We thank you that Minister Ricky is drinking Lviv and his doctors are saying that he may not have to take chemo. God, we know that you have given us things on this earth that will allow us to heal, allow us to thrive, and allow us to have endurance. So we thank you right now in the matchless name of Jesus that you have given Papa Diaz de Leon the exact ingredients to put into Lviv, the exact mixture to have it work the way you want it to work. So we thank you, Father. We thank you so much for Alton Brown and his protection and all his family members that will be protected by you. Violence must stand down to the authorities of Jesus. Any kind of sinister action against that family or any other family must bow down to the authorities of Jesus. We know that we are protected by the blood that dripped on Calvary, so we know right now in the name of Jesus that we are thanking you, Father, for all that you are doing with that family and all families. We thank you that Kenny Boston, who was stabbed, is doing better. We thank you, Lord, that you protected those precious, precious organs that could have been affected, Lord, but you had a plan for him. So we thank you for that Jeremiah 29:11 blessing blessing and journey that you have for him, that he may stand witness of all the things that God can do. We thank you, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, that Minister Robin, that Minister Dr. Vanessa, Dr. PK, and all of the TMC family right now are blessed. Their families are blessed. Their finances are blessed. Their businesses are blessed. But most of all, we know that you're going to bless them to enlarge their territories, and we're going to be blessed, Father, with health and with truth and with wisdom. And as we close this prayer, God, we just want to thank you. We want to give reverence to you. We want to give you all of the honor, all of the glory, and all of the praise for everything that you are doing in our lives, Father. We just want to ask that you remove anything from us that is not unto you, Lord. We ask that you remove any grievous thoughts, actions, or deeds that is not you, God. We ask that you lead us down a path that will be pleasing in your sight, and we just want to say thank you. Have your way with us, Father, this day and every day. It is in Jesus Christ. Precious name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, Master's Call family, this is the part of the call when I invite you to be that great minister in the marketplace, greeting your brother and sister with Jesus' joy, and let them know about the Master's Call. If you want to hear this call again, all you have to do is dial 712-432-1085. That's 1085. And the access code is 957-677-pound. And you'll be able to hear this mighty, mighty word again. Share it with your family members, your friends, your social media buddies, whomever, and let them know that God will give you wisdom. Thank you, Minister Cynthia, for greeting and feeding God's children. And once again, Minister Robin, what a word, what a word, what a word. We are now turning it back over to you for our closing benediction. God bless.
God bless you. Can you hear me, Minister LaShawn?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Spirit of the living God, we honor you. We exalt your holy name, Lord. And Father, all we want is your wisdom, because we know you're going to add everything else that we need. I bless your people in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. I thank you that they have a great day, a happy day, a prosperous day, a day filled with encouragement, a day where they're going to change the lives of others, because they are going to see Jesus in your people this day. And many will come into the kingdom because of those that are on this call, including me, Father, in Jesus' name. God bless you and have a wonderful day.